We can see that her understanding of the instructions is not impaired, as she is able to point, for example, to her forehead. And also there's no primary motor impairment, there's no paresis, and she's able to perform the movements, but the problem is in the recall of the familiar situations and the movement that is attached to that. So she knows what it means, she just has problems finding the relevant motor program.